Market, advertise, and sponsor your business with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, where information and resources are intentionally disseminated via radio, print, and social media. Call our office for more details at 312-803-2618.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner National Nurses United. This is December, and December is AIDS Awareness and National Human Rights Month. Today is Saturday, December 19, 2020. Our host is Cliff Kelly. I am his co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold, and we also have executive producer Glenda Smith and our digital media producer, master producer, Manny Carazzari. We are here, and we have a panelist online, Adelina Marshall, a VA mental health RN, and she is doing a wonderful job out there. Our VA system is blessed to have people like her taking care of the mental health of our veterans. Today's discussion is the VA quality health care for veterans. Welcome, 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 Adelina, and happy holidays as we begin. Glad to have you on the line.
Thank you for, again, inviting me to join this discussion. And thank you to Cliff Kelly for hosting American Heroes Group, as well as Glenda Smith, and you also, Colonel Dr. Arnold. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. That's a mouthful, I think.
Yeah.
How's things going in the VA right now? Because I know we have multiple things. First of all, you know, you are working, the elves work on, you know, around Christmas, right? But you work every day of the year and then some, right? And so,
right. Well, 24/7 is and past that. If you can get more hours in, that's what we can do for the veterans.
Yeah, I think the VA expands those hours, I tell you. And also, you know, we are in a time period where we're in a holiday season where generally people have more difficulties, you know, are homeless. It's a really winter season right now. People are also, you know, at this point in time, you know, sort of shut in. But then we have on top of that this COVID-19 pandemic, and I call it, you know, a COVID-19 emergency, right?
And right.
So how are things going right now in the VA with all these things happening, you know, at the same time?
So the VA has started providing inoculation or vaccines to our veterans as well as the health staff, and they're encouraging healthcare workers to get inoculated, and they're also be offering it to our veterans. This is offered regardless to what your status is in life as far as having a quality health care that takes care of all our veterans. You don't have to be a celebrity to get treated and be provided the top-notch health care that is available, and some of it appears to only be available to selected few. But the VA does not have those kind of perimeters. Our veterans are our celebrity. Our veterans are our selective few. And our staff is there to care for them, to welcome them. Even the homeless, they come in out of the cold into our VA here in Chicago, and we take care of them. We have, you know, personnel available to them 24/7. And if they need shelter, our hospital will make sure that they're sheltered. They, you know, call social services and them to come and help them around the clock. So sometimes I leave at 1 or 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and there are veterans there waiting, and we checking on them. They said, that's okay. They've called somebody to come and assist us. So the staff is very committed to the care of our veterans and to making sure that they get the best possible care. The VA has been doing research for a long time, since the first war, 1917, mm-hmm. Civil War. Mm-hmm. And at one time, the veterans who were injured during that wartime had to seek care through the public health care system. We know right now how overwhelmed our health care system is. And so our veterans don't have to worry about that. The VA has made sure that, you know, they're getting nurses through agencies if they need them. They've pulled nurses from the clinic to work on the COVID floors so that our patients will have the proper care. I've read where other hospitals are now assigning their nursing staff in ICU four patients to one nurse. As of recently, our VA has not done that. We're still having one-to-one or one-to-two nurse-to-patient ratios, and we want to make sure that our veterans feel comfortable coming there and that I just want to assure them the treatment that they're getting is going to be top-notch.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you were talking about vaccinations. Does that include the COVID-19 vaccine now?
Yes, that includes COVID-19 vaccination. And Delta has a program, VA has a program called VA Cures Program. Okay. And they are working on the coronavirus research and efficiency studies. And they've done that so that they can move quicker to develop potential treatment and effectiveness in a standardized work for studies. And this helps them to avoid having to go to a lot of protocol to get everything approved. But by doing this, they're approving and watching everything as it's being developed. So the VA does have a research office of research and development, and it is top notch.
Yeah, I could imagine. If you talk about the technology, that the military has done more in technology than any other organization I know of in existence. You know, many of the vaccines and, you know, actually medications like penicillin, all those things came, you know, through actually the military pushing, you know, forward for burn treatments and, you know, fractures. And it's just amazing what the military does. So I can imagine that the VA would have, you know, that type of same kind of commitment to research as we do with developing technologies, right, within the military arena. But, you know, so when can people get, and who's eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine, and when is it available? Because I know there's a rollout that's going on now.
Is going on now, and I think in the last few days, Hines have received their vaccines and have started vaccination there. I've been on AL for the last few days. However, I do know that Hines has started last week, and Jesse Brown will be right there being able to offer it. We also do COVID testing for our staff as well as for our veterans if they need that. Mm-hmm. And the emergency room is open for anyone who feels or suspect that they may have become infected with this virus. And then there's plenty of opportunity for our veterans to be vaccinated as well as the staff. So they've already started signing staff up who wants it to make sure they have enough vaccine to cover it. But, of course, our veterans will come first.
Yeah, because
we need our...
Yes. Yeah, because with the veteran, you know, with the vaccines currently, we do have, two major vaccines that have rolled out already, have been approved and gotten the emergency use authorization through the federal, you know, Food and Drug Administration, FDA. And so Pfizer and Moderna are the two that are out there now. But the Pfizer requires you to get your first shot. And they were saying that it has 52% effectiveness in the first 10 days after the first shot, and you have to get your second one, and it has to be the same vaccine type, right, or the same manufacturer.
Right.
And that's 21 days later, but that goes up to 95% effective. Yeah.
Right. And we're looking forward to that because many of our health providers have become also infected by caring for our COVID-19 patients. And we need our staff vaccinated so they're still there and able to care for our veterans as they come out. Okay. I myself was the end of October, got infected, although thankfully it was very mild, but I was off of work for 14 days. And we need our highly skilled staff to be available to treat our patients. And this is happening all over the country.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're really focused on making sure and encouraging, you know, the staff as well as the veterans to receive this vaccine.
Yeah, that's exactly, because it's very important because, you know, people were wondering, well, why is the medical community getting it first? And it's like, well, if you get sick, if there's no doctor there, there's no nurse, there's no x-ray tech, you're in trouble. you need to have those people well and able to respond. They're in the war. And and it's important for them to get vaccinated as well. And, you know, the side effect profile seems to be not as significant from what I've been seeing. Many people are comparing it to getting the flu shot, you know, a little bit of, you know, soreness and, you know, a little bit of redness and a little bit of swelling in at injection site. But the other things seem to be, you know, relatively rare, you know, having any kind of allergic reaction or, you know, most people say they may have some fatigue with it a little bit. But it lasts for about 24, you know, to 72 hours, so 1 to 3 days. But that's it. But it can save your life, right? So it can
save your life. It can save your limbs. Mm-hmm. It can save your family life, because this is a virus that does not discriminate. And as far as injection, they're going to monitor you very closely for at least 15 minutes to a half an hour. Mm-hmm. The injection clinics are set up close to the emergency room, so if there is a chance that someone may have allergic reaction, just like you can eat shrimp your whole life, and all of a sudden one day you have a nice shrimp dinner, mm-hmm. and you're starting to have a reaction to it. Yes. So those things happen, but we're prepared to handle that. We have emergency staff. Mm-hmm. And the nurses who are giving the inoculation are trained on the signs and symptoms. Body who may even have the slightest reaction to it, we're going to react very quickly to make sure that they are cared for optimally.
Yeah, and then it's kind of really not that common to have that happen to begin with, but then usually if it happens, it's more on the milder side from what the research is saying, you know, the data that I've been reviewing for Moderna and Pfizer. And, you know, so one of the other things is that with this vaccination, I have already announced that I'm going to take it on the air. So I would love to have you as a partner, you know, the National Nurses United, come on and give it to me on air at some point, because I'm a veteran, so and I think that would be a nice message to send out to people. So I'm thinking about, you know, January time frame, but I'll get in contact with you about that, but to set something
sure,
up.
I'll be more than happy be there to administer that to you.
Okay.
And perhaps maybe a few other veterans may want to join you at that time.
Okay.
And
yes,
we'll be, you know, whatever we can do to let the community and our veteran community know that that this vaccine is available and that people are stepping up and being vaccinated.
Yes, yes, because that, you know, and it's for veterans, so you don't have to be active duty, right? You can be a retired veteran.
You're a retired veteran. You can, any veteran who is out of the military is referred to as a veteran, and they have are encouraged to get this vaccine. Also, again, I want to point out to veterans, there is nobody in the VA that will come before you. It's not like some of the other news stories that we've heard that people in private sector are getting the same treatment that was offered to the White House and that staff. Treatment is available to all our veterans. and we don't selectively choose who will receive it and who won't. And if you're a veteran, you're active duty, you're retired, you out of military service, you are entitled to receive these vaccines.
Oh, fantastic. That is really great news. Because, you know, one of the things that is just tearing my heart apart is that we've had so many veterans who've lost their lives so far. You know, nationally, we've had about 319,000 people so far to date die from this COVID-19. And many of the veterans who were in veterans' homes across the country or in nursing homes or, you know, assisted living facilities, you know, were succumbed to this virus. And now that we have an answer for it and something we can do to help, we can actually make this thing better, and we can actually turn the course on this whole issue. I'm glad that you're out there, you know, helping out veterans with this.
Well, what I want to also stress to everyone, your listening audience, is that even though you get this vaccine, we still encourage you to wear a mask.
Yes.
If you've been infected with COVID like I have, you still have to wear a mask, because we're all in this together, and we have to make sure that one person watches out for the next and the next and so on and so on. So once you do receive your vaccine, please continue to wear a mask. And the other thing about the VA care is that the VA has to be transparent. So anything that occurs in the VA, it is reported. And sometimes that reporting obligation puts the spotlight on the VA. But I want to assure everybody that the nurses, we're all dedicated to our veteran and to your care, and we are your alarm. We will stand by you. We will bring up anything. That's the beauty of having a union, is that we are protected to be whistleblowers. And believe me, we will blow the whistle on any veteran that is not cared for properly or challenged. And we just had an incident like that. We opened a COVID floor, an acute mental health, and the nurses did not feel that they had the proper gear, that the proper setup was done for acute care of our veterans who had COVID, and they brought management to task, and our, the union stood behind them, and they affected change. Huh. So now at Jesse Brown, we do have a COVID floor available for our patients who do have mental health issues and need that medical treatment also.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. That's a major victory.
Yes, major, yes.
And so what other things are you seeing right now? I know from the mental health perspective that, this is a really challenging time with people being at home. Veterans are sort of in a situation where, you know, nationally we have about 40,000 veterans that are homeless. We have multiple things going on where veterans, may be feeling like they are isolated, especially if they have, TB, traumatic brain injuries or PTSD. What kind of words can you tell them? What services are available for them and things that can help them?
I'd like to tell our veterans that the services that you were receiving, they continue. The veterans who need these services, they are available to you. The hospital is open, like I said, 24/7 and then some. So if you are having any kind of concerns, please come to Jesse Brown. You can come to Hines. You can go to any VA hospital, and we're there. We have social services available for them. And the staff is coming in, and we have staffed up to make sure that there is enough staff to be there to care for them. So if anybody is suffering from isolation or depression, schizophrenia, manic phases, please come in and see us. We will make sure that you're cared for, that you're getting the proper medication. You have a nursing staff there that is your advocate. That is part of our contract, is that we do advocate for our veterans, and we're very vocal about it.
Oh, fantastic. I am really pleased and honored to have you on this call, because this information is absolutely phenomenal for our veterans who are out there, you know, trying to figure out what should I do. And, you know, the confidence you instilled about taking this vaccination, we have a lot of research behind it. So I want, you know, what number can people call to get more information, or, you know, to touch base with you?
So they would have to contact us through, I work at Jesse Brown, mm-hmm. and they can just call the, you know, the main number there to Jesse Brown to contact okay. who they need. As far as personally contacting me, I work the evening shift, and so we have a team. We're a team, and they would have to contact the team, and then we will help them through the services that Jesse Brown and Hines and mm-hmm. North Chicago and any other VA, because you have a listening audience that is actually across the world. Yeah. Now, and we have veterans that are stationed all over the world that may need care. And so mm-hmm. you need to reach out to the care that's being offered on your bases at other VAs that are available to you throughout the country, mm-hmm. National Nurses that is at 23 VAs in the United States. And we are committed to seeing that you get the care that you need.
Fantastic. You know, thank you so much, Adelina. And I'm going to have Glenda call you so we can arrange this vaccination for myself. And it sounds like you're the person I want to give me my vaccination, because you are very knowledgeable, and you also sound like a wonderful person that's taking care of our veterans. And I can't thank you enough. So what I will do is you know, have people make sure you get in touch with the Jesse Brown VA. And I want to say America's Heroes Group Roundtable partner, National Nurses United, you shine. And we are so happy to be in association with you. Adelina Marshall, VA Mental Health RN Extraordinaire. So thank you.
Thank you. And thanks to all our listeners. And again, mass up. If you want the vaccine, it is available to you. Mm-hmm. It is voluntarily available, and we're there to provide it for you.
Mask up, please socially distance, and wash your hands, right?
Wash your hands. That's right. Keep it away from your face.
That's it. Excellent. Okay, we have Glenda.
The super executive producer.
The extraordinary.
There you go, Dr. Arnold.
Yeah.
On behalf of our Governor Talk Radio, the one and only Cliff Kelly, my godfather, my sweetheart, you, Dr. Arnold, my second favorite person. It's been a wonderful, wonderful year.
Yes.
A breaking it all down. Birthday. Yes. So to all of the partners, mm-hmm. all of the sponsors, we significantly thank you from the bottom of our heart for your support. Mm-hmm. For the listening audience, thank you for tuning in. You call in, you participate in this show. We are global because of you. So on behalf of America's Heroes Group, with any concerns about affordable housing, social services, wellness care, please feel free to call America's Heroes Group at 312-803-2618. We're located at 155 North Wecker Drive, Suite 4250. We're grateful to our partner, Mrs. Dorothy Lavelle of the Chicago Crusaders. Always, our print media article is in her newspaper every week, and she does not shy away. Mm-hmm. Voices, call the Crusaders and ask for a subscription. To the most smoothest technical producer, Art Gaza at yes. WVON. Feliz Navidad, darling.
Yes.
So to all of you Wonderful. All. On behalf of America's Heroes Group, Manny, you are the best digital social media producer out there. Hello. To all of you all, sincerely, on behalf of America's Heroes Group, to Chris Kennedy, Chris and Sheila Kennedy, yes. Congressman Danny Davis for Top Box Foods, this year, to all of you all, happy, happy, Merry Christmas.
And our board members, General Honoray, and everyone who's out
yes.
there, they are
Happy
our heart.
Hanukkah. Feliz Navidad. Yes. Merry Christmas. Blessings to all.
Yes. Yes. And keep your spirit up. We love you, and you are part of our world. So we love you. You're our family.